was deaf. The first thing you do is you change the culture by changing the language. If you create a language that tells a lie, you now have a corruptive system and you just feed that system. Look how big that corruptor of that kernel is, of that operating system, how big it is. And how does it work? With the corruption, the kernel of the operating system. It's the language. You start to remove those words, and I'll show you how to remove those words. Already you've got 90% jurisdiction in possession of your own thoughts. You now know United Nations means no knighted nations. Knight means Knights Templars. Yeah? Unlimited credit, you now means it's unlimited. It means no. You now know AB before a word means no. So I'm not an Aborigine. If I claim walking around claiming to be an Aborigine, my subconscious mind hears that, says you're not Aborigine. Okay then, don't go making no claims now, will you? The word is Aborigine, as Miller taught me. Yeah? Do you get it? It's the language. They got you to stand down. Sorry? Yeah, they corrupted the kernel. You removed the words and you removed the things that corrupt the kernel. Did you know in the, I think it was in the, just at the very late or the, just at the beginning of the 20th century, year 2000, Microsoft prosecuted, and I think this is, I'm guessing, I forgot about it, most of it anyway, prosecuted an Asian person, an Indian person, for removing the bugs from their operating system. That was in the news. That was like 10 years ago. They actually prosecuted the man for removing the bugs from their operating system. Yeah? Because that the operating system, that is the bug, the corruption of it, is what makes them the money. If you remove it, you have a Ubuntu or an, you know, those free operating systems like Linux and stuff like that. Mine is a Ubuntu operating system. Works seamlessly. Never needs any antivirus. Doesn't need. Nobody can hack into it. You could be the best hacker in the world. You cannot hack into that system. It takes 10 minutes to download. Sorry?
What's it called?
Well, just have a look. It's on my laptop there. Have a look. I can't pronounce it properly. Pronounce it for me, please.
Ubuntu.
That's it. Ubuntu.
UbuNtube.
Just look it up on my laptop. It's sitting there.
It's Linux,
you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Linux.
Yeah, part of the Linux operating system.
Yeah.
So, just to recap, if you ever speak a language that doesn't punish. Does not punish the truth, you have a near operating system. That means a near perfect language where facts can be spoken freely, where you can go into a courtroom and discuss facts and the law. At the moment, no fact or law can enter a courtroom. Am I right? No fact or law can enter a courtroom. If a fact cannot enter a courtroom, what have they just told you? Come in. Oh, where's it gone? Come in. As a dead person, because no fact can enter a courtroom. And a fact is a noun. It has weight upon the earth. Yeah? But you can come there as a floating dead person. The way that you notarize something is you do exactly that, but at the end of your autograph, put your thumbprint across it. Yeah? And at the top where the stamp is, as well as your autograph, put your thumbprint across it. That makes you the notary. So you don't need to go to the Queen's notary, pay them some money to do it for you.
No.
You're the fact. That becomes a notary.
When is it? Put it at the bottom across the stamp here.
Hmm.
Bucket.
Yeah, so I'll just show you. So that's the stamp. Okay? Thumbprint it across the stamp. Put your thumbprint across it, okay? And put a thumbprint at the end of here as well. That's your autograph. Let me open it up properly. I'm sorry you guys at TV Land. But you guys have got a very small perspective, so you want to put your thumbprint across that stamp where the autograph is, and you want to put your thumbprint at the end of your autograph. We're okay with that? And that becomes a notary. So you've notarized your own document.
With the signature across the stamp and the thumb.
Correct. Yeah, can we use the word autograph? Because you're autonomous, and that thing there is a graph of your autonomy of your autonomy. Thank you very much, cameraman, to the rescue. Okay, any other questions?
Is it okay to be publicizing your fingerprints?
Yeah.
So it helps you to identify, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the idea. It helps you to identify as a fact.
The agencies that you don't really want to know about.
Yeah, exactly.
The agencies that you don't want them to know about you already know what your genetic makeup is every time you go through a scanner. They already know what your bone structure is resonating at when you go through those scanners.
Nevertheless, they've then got your autograph to add to it.
You're not in control of these things, okay? So use the control that you have. Use them to your benefit. So this is what goes inside an envelope. So how do you now stick this into an envelope? You put it into an ordinary envelope, put the address it needs to go to, put a registered stamp on it. That costs £6 something in this country.
Registered stamp?
Yeah.
Registered and not recorded.
So, beg your pardon, recorded. There is two types, several types actually. The one that I'm talking about is called... Sorry?
Blue and silver packaging.
Yeah, that's right, blue and silver.
Private mail.
Yeah, and that costs around about £6 something. Sorry?
£6.75.
The special they're signed for.
Yeah, that's the one that you want to use, the special one. Yeah.
Why special and not the recorded?
Because it's not recorded. That's just a con, really.
Is it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. The signed for one, they just send it through your letterbox, you know. But it's actually recorded. That means you need to... All right, let me start from the beginning. Under UPU regulations, remember it's a near-perfect system, when I send this to that person over there using the post office is going to guarantee me nobody else is going to intercept this. If they do, it's a federal crime. Armies will be marshaled to protect this. Armies will be marshaled. You ever break this one. And only he that has the name written on it, if full name with the address, which is the territorial location, using coordinate survey coordinates, occupying that territory at that place where I have a treaty with to deliver that, can only be in receipt of this document by the autographing and the witnessing by the person that's delivering the post. Only he can be in receipt of this, and nobody else can. If anybody else is, it's a federal crime and you go to prison for 20 years for intercepting mail. Look it up, intercepting mail. So, because of that system is guaranteed with an autograph, you now have a near-perfect way of delivering my cargo to him. It's inside the document. So what's outside of the envelope is matched into here. And you can keep a copy of this for yourself, for your original copies. And they're called original copies.
I always keep my original copy.
If you use the other sticker, if you use the other sticker on your original document. So let me have that. That's your original document, photocopy. This is the dwarf version, little me. And I'll stick that. That's your original document.
So you're back to original.
Yeah, we're back to original. It's backed up. And if I want to back it up a little bit more, because I want my cameraman to be a witness to this as well, I create another one. And where you hold me, the UPU have provided me with another sticker. Okay, so that's another copy, original copy. So he's got one, I got one. Oh, he also witnessed my document, so he should have an original copy as well. So I'm going to give him another original copy. And hold, behold, I've still got another one. And I take this to the post office. He puts this across the envelope. Only he can be receipt of it. I've created a near perfect system.
Why is this stamp that? Do you need to sign across?
You should do. You're supposed to.
Because they've stamped it and cancelled what you...
Yeah, they've cancelled it, but we'll cover that at a later stage because the postmasters won't allow you to witness that. You're supposed to actually sign it. You know, every time you put it in, they make a note of it. You're supposed to put your autograph across there as well, to say that's you. Yeah, but you've done that. That's good enough, isn't it? And since there's two people witnessing this document, that means it's a corporation. Corporation means two or more people coming together. You can't argue with that. That's a corporate document. That's a federal document. That's a maritime document. And he's a receipt of it because nobody on this planet can go by that name at that territory. At that territory. Ordnance survey marks. Because no person can ever be in that place. Because no two people can occupy that same space, that same time, being in receipt of this. It's a near perfect system.
I didn't know where they could get
importance. What is the importance of having witnesses?
To verify the truth.
To back it up. When you go into a courtroom, there's one judge and two people sitting next to each other. There's three people already against one person. There's a barrister, there is the husher, there is a bosun, there's security guards. There's about 10 people working against you and you're standing alone. Go in with friends. Make friends. Yeah, keep the community tight. Make friends. Go into court together. Don't let them separate you. When I go into Ireland, they do try to separate. So the person that I'm helping out will be standing in the middle, and the person in front will also be another friend of mine. He'll be the person, or she, be taking notes and distracting the judge. You want to play games? I'll play games with you as well.
I always play someone that does the recording every time.
Yeah, everybody's heard of tic-tac? They're playing tic-tac in the courtrooms. The barrister's sitting there going, talking to the judge, yeah, in their simplistic language. This is how screwed up these people are. Not honor-bound, duty-bound or anything like that. Have no respect for them. When they act honor-bound, duty-bound, then show them your kindness.